What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, please give me my flowers, because I told you, I predicted that there were going to be more and more men of elderly age who are going to finally just say, fuck it, take matters into their own hands, and put on the mask as their final act of defiance in their elderly age before they depart their mortal coil. Like the man in this article that was published on the 6th of December. 88-year-old NYC husband fatally stabs his wife in front of her family. Wow! Talk about making one of the boldest of statements ever. Offlining someone in front of their own family. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An 88-year-old man stabbed his elderly wife to deletion in front of her horrified family inside of their Staten Island home Thursday night, police sources said. The bloodshed erupted when an argument led Petarbi Christie, the octogenarian, to grab the knife and plunge it into the chest of his wife, Laxmi Ben Christie, sources said. The horrific incident occurred at around 11:30 p.m. on Carmel Court in Dungan Hills while her kin were inside the apartment, police sources told The Post. Relatives told police the pair were having a dispute before it turned deadly, according to sources. The 87-year-old woman was rushed to Staten Island University Hospital, where she succumbed to her injuries. Her husband was taken into custody at the scene, and charges were pending against him, which he was charged with her termination, sources said. Well, well, well. Once again, gentlemen, please give me my flowers, because I told you this was going to happen a lot more. There were going to be more elderly men or men of advanced age who finally just snap. I've been saying this. You guys know this. However, society was not ready for this. We all know why society was not ready for it, because they always try to keep this as an isolated incident. No, it is not isolated incidents. It's moreover, men are fed up. And they figure, you know what? As one last fuck you to society, they're going to get rid of the bane of their existence. Yes, ladies. Yeah. 87 and 88, and they're still arguing. So that leads me to one fatal question that I have. How long had that man been suffering mentally under the thumb of that woman to where he finally just said, fuck it. I'm done. I'm taking matters into my own hands. And guess what? At that moment, I will finally get that bliss and peace that I long ago lost. Hey, what more needs to be said, gentlemen? What more truly needs to be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. Gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact. Well, there were people there to witness it, so I'm gonna give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, he only plunged it into her chest once. He didn't go stab, 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 stab. So no, he did not become Stan Stabbington III. One and done. So I got to give him a 35 for the brutality factor. So pissed off Pertarby Christie gets a score of 140. Gentlemen, once again, you never know what's happening behind closed marital doors. You do not understand the amount of mental, psychological, and emotional abuse that men in relationships have to put up with just to keep a woman, especially when they're married. That's when the abuse really goes off the rails. But guess what? Nobody wants to talk about that, because no matter what happens to men, this society refuses to recognize men as victims. However, once we finally reach our tipping point, once we finally get to that point of no return, once we finally explode, now, all of a sudden, people want to talk. No, it's too late at that point, because men would really like to have a place where we could crash out in a healthy way. People want to say, well, go to the gym, go to this, go to that, blah, 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 blah. That is a temporary stopgap, but that does not get to the root of our problems. When we want to talk about that route, then society wants to say, no, 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 no. Mm-mm. You're supposed to just take it. Why? Well, because women in the past had to take it. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's women in the past. We're talking about the present. Why should I be made, as an innocent man, be made to be punished for what men in the past supposedly did? No, that's some absolute garbage. But that is standard operating procedure, especially here in America. So when men finally decide, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and explode and take matters into my own hands, then people want to try to have a conversation. Well, why did he do this? No, at that point, shut the fuck up. Mm-mm, we don't want to hear it. Nope. That conversation is completely and totally moot. But him being an 88-year-old man, yeah, that right there was him finally freeing himself. Yes, he's going into the cage, but he made sure to put the bane of his life in a box. I told you this was going to happen. More and more men, especially men in long marriages, yeah, that's going to be their way out. One of us is going into that box. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you wives and women who are in long-term relationships, who think that just because you're in said relationship, that you can flex some sort of power over the man that you're with, you better understand this And you better get this through your thick damn skulls. The power you think you have in that relationship via proxy violence by other men in the state, that's going to go out. Feminism and the idea that only men can never be victims via the Duluth model, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, when us men, when we can't get justice, we have no problems taking retribution. And yeah, ladies, our retribution can be deadly. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.